wise and foolish builders. I wonder what sort of house you live in. The next slide is a picture of my house, which I took yesterday, which I can't quite fit in the picture because we live in quite a tall house. It's a townhouse and it's got three floors. And some people find it quite funny when they visit because our lounge is on the first floor, so you have to come up the stairs to come to our lounge if you're visiting us. When we looked for a house, and our house is on the Pirelli estate, when we looked for the house, we weren't quite sure where we wanted to live, but I definitely did not want to live on the Pirelli estate in a new house. So, and Jeremy did. He said, when they were building it, Jeremy said, we're going to live on the Pirelli estate in a new house. But we went to look at lots of other houses, and we couldn't quite find one that was right. And as soon as I walked into this house, I thought, that we weren't going to look at, I thought, I think this is where God wants us to be. And we looked around the house and we went home and it was lunchtime and we sat and we prayed about it. And as we prayed, I felt, I'm sure that's where God wants us to be. So we phoned up the estate agent, we went round to look at the house again and it was available and we could go and look at it again in the afternoon. We went in the afternoon with our girls and as we walked in, I went, this is definitely where we're supposed to be. Now, it's not the ideal house for us by any means, and it especially wasn't when I had an operation on my foot and I was in plaster for 6 weeks. It wasn't the right house, and I've got two sets of stairs. And I've injured my knee as well. It's not a good house. If you've got an injured knee, I can tell you, I really need to live in a bungalow. But it is really the house where we are supposed to be at this time. But what about you? Where's your house? Where do you live? You may live in a flat, you may live in a house, you may live in just one room. You may live in all sorts of different places. But in the reading today, Jesus isn't talking about an actual house. He's talking about what we're going to build our lives on. What are our lives going to be built on? Will we build our lives in obedience to Jesus? In James 1, 22, it tells us, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, but do what it says. The verses in our passage showed us that what the men are building on is quite important. The reading is about two builders. One builder who took time to build on a firm rocky foundation, and one who built on sandy ground. I've got to pick the next picture, please. Here is a house on a rocky ground, which I don't know how long that would have taken to build, but I'm sure it wasn't the easiest place to build. But you can imagine if a storm comes, that house is not falling down easily. That rock is not disappearing. It's somewhere safe and secure. And if the winds are going to blow and beat, the house isn't going to fall. That man who built the house in our story dug down deep. Now, the other man decided to build on the sand. My next picture. There we are, it's a house. I imagine this house, and I found this picture. I imagine this house is full of sand because of where it is. And I'm looking, I'm thinking, you're going to eat, sleep, and live with sand in this house. But when this passage was written, the land would suffer from great droughts and there would have been no rain for a long time. It's not far-fetched because it would have actually happened.
That's the name of a Pokemon.
Thank you. In Palestine, the builder must think ahead. What was a gully in summer and easy to build on would be a raging torrent of water in the winter. The builder may look and think, well, this is a good place to build. In fact, it's a very suitable place to build, but you will be short-sighted if he doesn't think about what's going to happen in the future. What we build our houses on, what we build our lives on, is something eternal, and we need to think about it and not be short-sighted. The man who built on the sand was being lazy, wanted somewhere to live nice and quickly. But when the rains came and the torrent strikes, the house came down with a great big crash. We hear news of houses that have been built on unsuitable land even now and are causing great problems to their owners. There are some places that you may not want to live, but some people do, and I was looking them up. There's the African Lake of Death. I don't think I'd like to live there. Or perhaps you prefer the cold pole temperature, temperatures between -7 and -48°C. But people do live there. Perhaps you'd like to live on the mountains of fire, or a desert in China, or the tornado corridor. What about living there? I think you could expect danger and problems. But in this hot climate in Palestine, Jesus told this story and the people would have related to it. There were places that looked easy to build and where they built. But these spaces were often dry riverbeds that were going to become full of torrents of water. We have a choice, don't we, of what to build our lives on. We can build it on what the world tells us is important. Fame, fortune, having enough money, having a bigger house. You can build your life on that. It doesn't necessarily bring you happiness at all. In this country, many people have been suffering from floods. Thank you. But a flooded home often means months of inconvenience and rebuilding. It may mean changing your house and having to live somewhere else in temporary accommodation. Many people who have been flooded out have lost things that have been valuable to them. In Australia, on the next slide, they had the opposite problem. Fires have destroyed people's houses, people's belongings and their security. The searing temperatures have meant that lots of people have lost their homes. When times are good, living in these places is great. But when things come along and destroy your home, it can destroy your feeling of safety and security. And it's at times like this we often re-evaluate our lives. What's really important? What is my security in? What is valuable to me? What has eternal consequences? Some things can be replaced, others can't. But where's your security? The volunteer firefighters in Australia have been given time and energy to help save other people's property. I don't know if you saw on the news this week that people were so grateful that they were giving them lots of presents for Christmas, because these people have given up their time and their energy to help others. One firefighter I noticed was almost in tears, looking at the emotion that he felt and at the generosity of other people. This is what people's lives can be built on. But Jesus says it's more than that. Jesus teaches with authority. We need to listen to that authority. We need to build our lives on his teaching and following him. It won't always be easy. It's a bit like building, as they're building down there with boxes and sellotape. It's not an easy task that I've asked, but Tom's doing a good job. Jesus promises, though, that when we follow him, our burden will be light. One of my favourite verses, Matthew 11. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus promises to walk with us. So will you go into 2020 with Jesus? Will you let him lead you, carry you, and walk beside you? Will you let him guide you and shape you and equip you for the future? Will you follow him despite any difficulties? Will you let him be your guide, your counsellor, your advocate, your intercessor, your strength and your helper, everything you need? Will you let him do that? Will you trust in him for the future? Will you trust that he knows what is best for you? Will you read your Bible and will you get to know it so it can help you? And as we walk into 2020, I really want us to say together, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. So can we, you know, can we say that together? We, as Eastleigh Baptist Church, will serve the Lord in 2020. Let's just pray together and then we'll have a look at what they've built. Father, we thank you that you will lead, carry, walk beside, guide, shape and equip us if only we will let you. That you will be there despite any difficulties we will have. You will be our guide, our counsellor, our advocate, our intercessor, our strength and our helper. We want to trust in you for the future, Lord. Amen.